No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matis Buzelis ranks fourth on ESPN's list of most exciting sophomores, and an interesting quote in this article points to some around, I guess, the league feel like the Bulls are really building their style around the prospect of who Matis Buzelis can become. Is that the right move for the Chicago Bulls? We're going to talk a little bit about that on today's episode. We're also going to talk about the three key things that I want the Bulls coaching staff to key in on this season and an update to Ayo Dosunmu's injury. We'll talk about all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. So Jeremy Wu of ESPN created a list of the 10 most exciting sophomores heading into the 2025-26 season, and he did not rank this based off what they did last year, more so ranking them based off their situations going into next season and the prospects for them. And that list included Reed Shepard, number one, Stephon Castle, number two, Zachary Richer, number three, Matis Buzelis, number four, followed by Donovan Klingon, Alex Saar, Khalil Ware, Jalen Wells, Jared McCain, Nikola Topic, to round out that top 10 list. And Matis Buzelis ranking fourth here says to me a lot, right? Is that A, Matis Buzelis, despite not starting off the season getting a lot of minutes, turned enough heads in the NBA. And there are people and analysts who are realizing that the Bulls may be onto something here with Matis Buzelis. And that's good, right? Because we also in Chicago feel like the Bulls might be onto something. Hell, some Chicago Bulls fans think the Bulls already have their star, next star in Matis Buzelis, where you guys know I'm a lot more realistic. I think Matis has a lot that he needs to show left as a player. And that could be coming this upcoming season. But more importantly, it's his work ethic that it seems like every single article you read about Matis Buzelis, they talk about his work ethic. They talk about his drive. They talk about his desire to be great in this game of basketball. And that's something that's really, you know, been clear there with Matis Buzelis. Now, Jeremy Wu said this in his article: while a star leap may not happen in one summer, the Bulls' commitment to playing up-tempo should favor Matis Buzelis. And Billy Donovan has, you know, for as much people, even me, myself over the years, has said that Billy Donovan doesn't adapt, Billy Donovan doesn't change. He did. Last season was a notable difference with the Chicago Bulls offense. More on that in the next segment, though. But the question here now is that with the Chicago Bulls, with Matis Buzelis not yet really proving a lot, right? But one of the things that was brought in here, his ball handling, which we didn't really get to see a lot of. Even, you know, somebody's talking about his shooting ability, which I guess was better than advertised, especially from three. When you look at the percentage, that's an actually decent percentage. The volume needs to go up. But in this saying, Buzelis is bound to evolve into an all-star. And that's what Bulls fans are hoping. Right now, the Bulls' hopes of a future are wrapped around development, right? Not to knock Coby White, not to knock Josh Giddey, not to knock any of those guys. Because, again, you guys know I'm high on those players. I love Coby White. I think that him and Josh Giddey, you know, they hopefully if they continue to figure out that backcourt, that's a decent enough backcourt. You're going to need players around them and a better player to ascend to really if you want to become some perennial playoff threat. But I like those players. But clearly the Bulls' direction of getting younger now has put a highlight on the fact that you have to not only develop, but you do have to think about the way things are fitting. One thing that I like about the Noah Essengay, one thing, not the only thing, but one thing that I liked about the Noah Essengay pick is that you can clearly see how they are hoping that that is going to develop into the front court of the future with how he fits next to Modest Bouzelas and how those two players next to each other could be something that we're seeing more in the modern NBA, and that's versatile, switchable forwards, right? Talked a lot about that. You go back on a number of videos where I'm not going to get too much into the weeds on why that's important and why that is kind of the new take of the modern NBA. But if you want to go that, find those videos. They're on the channel. I'll go into detail on those. But Modest Bouzelas does offer the glimmer of hope. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of that with Bulls rookies lately. But as I've said many times before, let's not put the cart before the horse here, right? Modest has a lot that he needs to grow and develop on. Last season, most of his shots were either at the rim or at the three-point line. He does need to develop a little bit of a mid-game. He needs to be able to create his own shot, which he has shown, you know, in high school and things like that. But this is the NBA. And a lot of that goes to Billy Donovan and the coaching staff placing more on these young players. But it's clear the Bulls' current direction right now is one that's based on internal development because, no, a star is very unlikely to want to sign with this Bulls team until at least one of these guys hits and the Bulls actually become something for a couple of years. And so because of that, you know, the Bulls aren't going to be some major free agent player. Even with the plan of the summer of 2026, I've said it before, the Bulls are either going to go after some restricted free agents or, you know, maybe use their cap space to absorb a player that wants out or something like that. But just outwardly, a free agent looking at the Bulls and saying, that's where I want to go, is still unlikely unless, you know, we see tremendous growth this upcoming year, which is not out the realm of possibility. With that said, you know, a lot of it's internal, and it seems like the Bulls have understood the what's needed in drafting a little bit better, right? You have to hit. Said it over a year ago. The Bulls have to hit on these next few first-round picks. You can't afford to have another Patrick Williams that is a miss. You can't afford to do that with you now changing direction. And so let's hope that the Bulls are seeing that a little bit more. But to get back onto the topics that with Modest Bouzelas, you know, and the attention that he's getting around the league, it's good. It's good for the Bulls. It's good for Modest. Because I think Modest is somebody who's not going to take that and just be happy with that. He's going to take that and say, all right, bet more eyes on me now. I need to go out there and be even better. I need to bust your favorite player even more so. So, you know, and I think that Modest learned a lot last season. He's talked a lot about how now he kind of understands what's needed for his body to get through a whole season and the physical rigors of it. And you've seen that in how he's worked out this offseason and the way that he has transformed himself from one season to another. So Modest has the right mindset. So let's look at what we have here. Mindset is there. The desire to be great from there is Modest Bouzelas. Nobody has ever doubted that, even the biggest critics of Modest Bouzelas, right? The opportunity, that's seemingly here with the Chicago Bulls, right? Like they are not having the kids' gloves on them, hopefully no more. They're going to unleash them a little bit more. And it's just about putting it all together for Modest Bouzelas. He has the opportunity. He has the drive. He has the runway to do it. Now, and I want to be clear here, and it may not come in the sophomore year. It may not come until year three. And I don't want Bulls fans to go into this second year of Modest Bouzelas and expect some huge leap, and it necessarily doesn't happen. A refinement may come in year two, maybe getting a little bit better defensively, taking a couple of more shots. That leap that everybody wants to see in Modest, that may not come till year three. It's just a possibility there. So I don't want people to be disappointed if Modest Bouzelas doesn't go from, you know, from what he averaged last year to averaging 15 or 16 points in the second season. We'll see how that grows and develop, but a lot of that is on the coaching staff, which does gets us to our next segment that I want to talk about, right? So let me know how you feel about Modest Bouzelas down below. Let me know how you feel about his ranking as far as being fourth in the top 10 most exciting sophomores heading into next season. The article was written by Jeremy Wu over on ESPN. I try to make sure I click it in the show notes. Sometimes I forget. Don't sue me, but this is why I do say where it is and who the author is, so you guys can find it if you need be. But let's get into the next topic that I want to talk about. What is the goal of this Bulls coaching staff, right? The Bulls re-upped Billy Donovan, which means that him and his coaching staff, with his lead assistants of Wes Unseld Jr. and Dan Craig, are going to be heading into another season and try to build off what they did and started last year. And that's really where we're going to start in this. I got three things that I really want to see from this Bulls coaching staff into this. And the first one is continue to develop the offense. The Bulls really redefined their offense, going from a more slow-tempo team to almost leading the league in pace throughout a lot of the season. I think they ended up being the second or third team as far as pace last year, which put them in a more modern area. It also fit their roster more. When we just talked about it, it fits Miles Bouzelis. It fit Josh Giddey and his play style. It fit Coby White. Even fits players like Julian and Dalen and stuff like that. I think it's going to fit Isaac Okoro. One player it doesn't necessarily fit is Nikola Vucevic, but then again, Vucevic was our most consistent player last season, despite a small stretch there. So I think Vucevic is going to be fine in that system. It impacts Kevin Huerter. I think he can play great in that system. Trey Jones. So they played with a quicker pace. They got up more threes. That was clearly the goal last year. The Chicago Bulls were third in three-point attempts and three-point makes. Only 12th in three-point percentage, but it did kick up. The Bulls were also, and this is something that we don't talk about a lot, they were sixth in total offense last year. Sixth. And so that's all good marks and good things to build off of, right? Being the sixth total offense, third in three-point attempts, third in three-point makes, 12th in three-point percentage. Those are all really good things to build off on, but we're not done. Because the offense, despite those things and being towards the top of the league in those areas, we still failed some. We were only 15th in overall field goal percentage. You got to be better at a more efficient offense. Playing with speed is great, but playing with speed does open itself up to inefficiencies. So you have to have a half court set to be able to rely on, but you just need to be, sometimes the Bulls gambled on passes they didn't need. Sometimes instead of attacking the paint, they settled for threes, which hurt that efficiency when they could have gotten to the free throw line or something like that. That's where the Bulls really need to refine that offense at. And we were ninth in most turnovers in the league as well. So that goes back to that efficiency. We cannot turn the ball over. We can't play sloppy and fast. And that's one thing that I don't want to see. One thing going into last season, when we heard that the Bulls wanted to change.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The pace, I said, playing with pace is fine, but just because you play with a faster pace doesn't mean you're doing run and gun. Sometimes the Bulls did slip into that run and gun area more so early in the season, and it led to a lot of sloppiness. That's where we can't be. We can play with pace. We can play faster. That's perfectly fine, but play more controlled and know when it's time to push the brake and when it's time to settle for a half court set, which there you can rely on players like Nikola Vucevic, players like Josh Giddey, who are solid half-court players, right? So that's where you need to get into and trust your point guard, trust your guards overall in Kobe, Trey, and Giddey, because all these guys are really smart passers. How they create is a little bit different for each one of them, but they're solid passers, so you need to get into that bag of it. So continued refinement and development of the offensive philosophies you started last year. You started off on, you have a really good base now. You don't have to relearn an offensive system like you did last offseason. They know the system. Most of the roster has stayed the same. The additions that you've made in Noah Essengay and Isaac Okoro, they can fit into that up-tempo system. So you should be able to focus on the refinement and just making that better rather than having to change a whole lot of what you did offensively, and that's what you had to do a lot last year. So that's the first thing, right? Develop the offense, continue to develop the offense and refine it using what you, building off of what you did last year. It's there for the taking. You just got to go out there and do it. So that's the first thing I want to see from this coaching staff. The second thing, establish a rotation. The Bulls have a lot of depth and a lot of similarities in some players here, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. That means that they fit into a similar mold and style, meaning that you should have some parts that can naturally be more interchangeable, and that's perfectly fine, right? But then when you look at things, like you only have so many minutes at each position to go around. Using the assumptive starting lineup that we finished off last year with Josh Giddey, Kobe White, Kevin Huerter, Modest Buzelis, Nikola Vucevic, that's your starting five. But then when you start getting into the bench, you got Trey, you got Io, you got Isaac Okoro, you got Zach Collins, you got Jalen Smith, you got Dalen Terry, Julian Phillips, Patrick Williams, right? You got, that's eight players off your bench. Three of those players are not going to be in the rotation. I mean, and that's even if you go 10 players deep into your bench consistently, which Billy Donovan really doesn't do. We know we go consistently basically nine players deep, and sometimes that ninth player, his minutes is very inconsistent. So, you know, you have to establish your rotation early, and that's where I think some special things can come out in training camp. When you have actual battles, you have players that are going to be legitimately battling for the spot in the rotation. Patrick Williams, Dalen Terry, Julian Phillips, Isaac Okoro, Noah Essengay. These five players are all going to be battling over minutes at that between the 2-3 and the 4. That just is what it is. Julian's battling for that 2-3. Isaac Okoro can play 2-3 or 4. Julian Phillips, 3 or 4. Patrick Williams, 3 or 4, right? So, and Noah Essengay, 3 or 4. Maybe some small ball 5. Don't see that as rookie year, maybe more as he puts on some weight. But then again, right? So you got those guys fighting over those positions. And like I said, three of those guys are not going to be in the rotation. It's just the reality of it. Then your big man depth. You're coming into the season with more big man depth than you've ever had. You got Nikola Vucevic as your starting center. You got Zach Collins and Jalen Smith. One of those guys, out of Zach Collins and Jalen Smith, are probably not going to be on the rotation based off what Billy Donovan has done in the past. So you have an actual camp battle here. You have to figure out an actual rotation and how to balance those players. You just do, right? So, you know, and Trey Jones being the only other pure point guard on this list, right, as far as that's the only position he plays, not pure point guard as in style, right? People go to the traditional point guard style. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying Trey's basically just a point guard. And so because of that, like his minutes are praying Casey, per what Casey Johnson said in his last mailbag, that Billy Donovan wanted Trey Jones back here, and Trey Jones is going to have play a lot of minutes. So we know he's going to be in that rotation, right? You would like to think that Io, one of the point of attack defenders, is definitely going to be in that rotation. So you got guys fighting and battling it out. Hell, you didn't trade for Isaac Okoro just not to use him, theoretically, right? So because of that and those things, you got to establish a rotation. That's the next thing for Billy Donovan and this coaching staff, establish a rotation. And I would think that you, and not to say that rotations can't be tinkered with as the season goes on, but I think that you want to try to get your rotation established early on just so those guys can get used to how they need to play together. So then you can think of your minutes balancement and things like that. Who do you want out there when? Who's going to be the stagger guy with the bench? Those type of things. You want to see that. And then the last thing is develop the young players. Develop the young players. And when you look at, when I consider young players, I'm talking about the players that are 24 and younger, basically. And that's not to say that like players like Kobe and Io still can't refine their game. They absolutely can. They can still add to their game, but true development. I know Josh Giddey's been in the league, five, 6 years now, but he's 22 years old. He can still develop. Noah Essengay can still develop, right? Well, he better damn well be developing. Modest Buzelis needs to develop. And then if you can, see what you still have in guys like Julian Phillips and Dalen Terry and those guys that have been here that we haven't really gotten, that we still don't exactly know who they're going to be as NBA players. So you have that development. Again, as I said in the first segment, that is a huge part of what this Bulls team needs to be building their foundation around heading into it, because you're not a huge free agent destination typically, because you're not probably, you don't have the trade assets to trade for a huge star. You don't have that. And so because of that, I think that development has to be one of the key focuses. And because you have two coaches that have been heads of player development departments for championship teams that have developed some pretty good players over the years in Dan Craig and Wes Unseld, that player development piece of this has to be at the forefront. So again, to recap, three things that I want to see from the coaching staff and I want to see them excel at and focus on coming into the season. Continue to develop the offense, refine the offensive philosophies and the scheme that you created last year and build on that. Let's go to phase two of that, which has to come with better efficiency, getting the turnovers down, and better defense, which is something I didn't talk about in that as well. Now that you're getting your defenders, you want to be a better and more sound defensive team. Again, you don't have to be top 10 in the league in defense. I think if the Bulls can get to a place where being even in the top half of the league in defense with how good their offense was last year, that is something that can definitely propel them. So that continued development of what you did last year. Establish a rotation. You got to get your rotation down. There are going to be some players that are left out of that rotation, and so be it. The best players who bring it the best, who show it the most, those are the players who get the minutes, and I hope you are not basing the rotation off of who's making money, because in that case, you can't just pay you can't just play Patrick Williams just because you're paying him if there are players that are ready to bring more coming off the bench. I know that's me hoping probably for something that, like, I know NBA teams are motivated by money too, but it is what it is there. And then finally, lastly, develop your young players. Continue development of your young players. That's where your bread and butter of your future is. That's what, if you really want to change the direction of this franchise, that's where you can do it at. So that's my challenges laid out for the front office. And no, I know, for the coaching staff, and I'm going to throw this question to y'all, and I know a lot of Bulls fans are going to answer it. Oh, the thing I want to see from this coaching staff is firing Billy Donovan. They're not doing it. They just re-upped him. He's going to be here. So with this coaching staff that is currently here, that is not changing this season, what do you want to see this coaching staff focus on during next season? Let me know that down below. Lastly, last topic of the day, Ayodele Sumu had a great interview with Julia Poe over at the Chicago Tribune. I suggest everyone go and read it. If you want to know kind of the mindset behind Ayodele Sumu, one of the questions that was asked is about the trade stuff. He basically said, listen, everything is a blessing here. I take everything in stride. You know, I'm going to do my best job. He talked about the city of Chicago, how much love that he has for the city of Chicago, the east side, south side, west side, everything. So you love hearing that from Ayodele Sumu. But one of the things that were mentioned here is he's actually been cleared for 5-on-5. Now, this is about a month earlier than what it was expected that Ayodele Sumu would be cleared for 5-on-5, but he is. And that's really good to see Io cleared for 5-on-5. And we're still 2 months away from training camp opening. So that means that, you know, he's going to have now 2 months to focus on whatever workouts he's been doing, get with coaches that he wants to get with, work on certain aspects of his game, but that he is not coming into training camp with any limitations. That's really good to hear because, again, yeah, shoulder injuries can sometimes take a while to heal, and there are sometimes setbacks with that. Jared, that Ayodele Sumu got cleared and he is ahead of schedule, that's really good. Now, just because you're clear for 5-on-5 does not mean that you are done rehabbing yet. He still probably has some of his rehab that he has to do, but signs are pointing and looking good towards him being fully ready, full participant in training camp, and locked in, geared up, and ready to go. I think that is the big thing. That is a major thing there for the Chicago Bulls team. Io, I said it on a video, he is set for to have a breakout this year because I think he's going to have an important role on the Chicago Bulls team coming into this season. But, you know, and I'm really surprised to see how much Io hate that I've seen more people that I thought saying things like, oh, Io has to get off this team. It's like, wow, I didn't realize there were so many Bulls fans that had a distaste for Io DeSumo. But luckily, he's going to be here next year, and hopefully he proves a lot of those guys wrong, in my opinion. But, you know, that's my time for today. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, BullsCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything basketball related. I'm sorry, for everything Chicago Bulls related. And I catch you guys on the next one. Like I like to end every show. Love you guys. Go Bulls. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.